AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Politicians running for a presidential nomination or thinking about it were on a Sunday talk show. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley told CBS's Face the Nation he's considering challenging Hillary Clinton for the Democratic presidential nomination.
I think it would be an extreme poverty indeed if there weren't more than one person willing to compete for the presidential nomination of the Democratic Party.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio told the show he respects and admires former Governor Jeb Bush, but running against his friend and fellow Floridian will be good for the Republican Party.
My view of it is there will be multiple people running. We're blessed as Republicans. We have a strong field of quality people that are running, and I think the Democrats are struggling to find one, and we have eight or nine.
The first American governor to visit Cuba since the recent thaw in relations with the communist country will be New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who leaves for Havana tomorrow.
The two-day state visit is meant to foster greater ties between New York and Cuba. Governor Cuomo will be joined by lawmakers and a group of business leaders. Trade experts say the state could profit from improved relations with the Caribbean nation. Farmers could export apples, powdered milk, and other dairy products. Businesses could invest big in Cuba's developing information technology infrastructure. Hoteliers could build resorts to prepare for the increase in American tourists. Julie Walker, New York.
Hungarian Holocaust survivors rescued 70 years ago from a train taking them from one concentration camp to another today paid tribute to the U.S. soldiers who helped liberate them. The organizer of the event in Budapest Skyped from the gathering to a former soldier in Nashville. The U.S. ambassador to Hungary attended the event there. About 2,500 Jewish prisoners were rescued during the event. This is AP Radio News. An accessory company is making a ubiquitous smartphone device a bit more convenient.
Selfie sticks. Maybe you don't carry one because you want to look at something other than yourself when you're in a crowd. Or maybe because you can't fit one in your pocket. GoTech can help you with the second reason. At a New York Tech Expo, co-founder Andre Pertab was showing off what he says is the first selfie stick where the smartphone holder folds up.
We decreased it in size. So now, one, two, three. Snug into your pocket.
The $30 item, same price as the company's Bluetooth version, goes on sale in a week. Warren Levinson, New York.
Singer Bobby Brown told concertgoers this weekend that his daughter, Bobby Christina, is awake nearly 3 months after she was found face down and unresponsive in a bathtub in her Georgia home. In a video, he told the crowd at the Verizon Theater in Dallas, "She's watching me." I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.